One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 22. Hey everybody, and long live the friends of the revolution. Oh boy, yeah, tonight I kind of got sidetracked. I know, I'm going to do a podcast a day for the 31 days of the month of May. But, you know, every now and again, something happens that you just have to break format with. So I was preparing for the show. I was getting out all the great things that I normally do about King George and Gunner Chaney and all the things, the injustices that occur out there that we tilt at the windmills of. And here I am just sitting in my office, and I get an IM from a friend, and he says, "Man, what am I going to do for the next 3 hours of my life?" I really didn't know what to say to that. You know, I said, "Well, I'm going to go cook. I'm going to go make, I'm going to go cook some food, and that'll take up about an hour of mine." And I went in my, you know, whipped up some soup from scratch. And yeah, I know, I'm a big geek. So then as I was making the soup, I started thinking, well, you know, maybe I should make a couple of phone calls. And so I called a friend. I had some things for them that I forgot, and they just happened to be out driving around, and they said, "Hey, would you mind if we just stop by and pick those things up now?" And I said, "Well, sure, that'd be great." And I just found out that basically, you know, those 3 hours of my life that I just spent with them, if not 3 or 4 hours, just talking and having a good time, really uplifted my day. You know, I had all these topics about, you know, immigration and how the president was doing all kinds of, you know, horrible things. But you know what? It really doesn't mean anything when you sit down with a couple of friends. Friends are the people that you're around and they give you a good, warm feeling inside of you. Friends are those people that when you're around, you feel better about being you, and hopefully they feel better about being them. It's a weird kind of, it's a weird thing, isn't it? You know, we all think that we can, you know, we can exist all by ourselves, but guess what? I don't think we can. You know, my biggest, my favorite part of the day, I think, is, you know, the time I, you know, is lunchtime when I get to go out to lunch with a good friend, or it's dinner time when I get to go out and enjoy a meal with yet another friend. And it seems like I spend a lot of time with friends and with family, just enjoying myself, just having good conversation. Isn't that what this is all about? So my revolutionary thought for today is go be with your friends. You know, the one-man revolution is going to go on and on. I mean, we are going to go 31 for the month of May. We're going to go one a day for the month of May. But if you have the opportunity to sit down with your friends and have a great time, well, guess what? That's what you got to do. You know, and when you're talking to your friends and you spend hours talking to them and it feels like minutes, and they brighten your day by just being there and expect nothing in return. So I raise my glass tonight to my friends Miriam and DJ for being those friends today. Thanks for just dropping by and talking. You lifted me up and you made my day complete. So I dedicate this rather short one-man revolution to you. And you know what? I think dedicating something to a friend is just what we do. You know, I spend a lot of time by myself because of the way that the revolution works. The one man, spends the time doing the things to enlighten the masses. But for me, I think that my favorite times are the times that I spend with other people, and break that fast of being by myself. So you got to know who your friends are. You got to know who the people are that are against you and against your friends. And so I dedicate "You Got to Know Who Your Friends Are" from Blue Number 9 to all of the friends of the revolution, to all the family of the revolution, And to all the people out there that have had a day when you need a friend. So if you need a friend, write the one man at onemanrevolution@gmail.com or visit the website at onemanrevolution.org. Or if you need some entertainment, go over to ravenlox.com, RAVENLOCHES. We got a new host, and we're gonna make sure that the national podcasting system expands from here. I'm podcasting from the left. I am the revolutionary one man of One Man Revolution, and I send this out to all my good friends, and especially to PJ, to Becca, to Miriam, to DJ, to Joey, to Richard, to Donner, to Blitzen, to Comet, to Cupid, all of the friends that I have. If I haven't mentioned you by name, then you know who, and you know who you are. To Adam, to Joe, to Rainer, to Julian, to all the revolutionaries out there that have taken good care of me in my times of need. If you ever need a time when you need a little lift, here's 4 minutes and 20 seconds to lift you up. It's called You Gotta Know Who Your Friends Are. It's by Blue Number Nine. I've played Blue Number Nine before. It's kind of a favorite here around the Revolutionary Compound. So here it is. And I'll leave you with this. And I'll be back tomorrow and Sunday with the weekend podcasts that contain lots of PodSafe music and entertainment through the news of the weird.
Place to stay, so I let her move into my home. What a mistake!
revolutionary. Go out there and be all that you can be. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. And for those of you who don't catch me over the weekend, you have a great one. The Revolutionary is going to be out at Corona Cigar tomorrow night, having a drink and maybe smoking a stogie. And I invite everybody to come out there. It's the one in Dr. Phillips on Sand Lake Road. So if I get an opportunity to see you, stop by, say hi, shake my hand. And remember, I love each and every one of you. And I think that it must be one of the better feelings to have all of these friends. So announcements coming up next week. And peace.